Welcome back. You're listening to No One's Legal Radio, a show about the frontline struggles for justice, dignity, and self-determination by migrants, refugees, indigenous peoples. We're part of Off the Hour at CKUT 90.3 FM. We're part of grassroots community radio on the island of Montreal. That was Street Story by Manchild and other hip-hop artists.
In WDH.
WDH. And it's sort of talking about life in NDG, Côte d'Neige. And Robin, most of these testimonies that we're hearing, most of what you have up on your website is focused around the neighborhood of NDG. And could you sort of provide us with a bit of insight into that neighborhood and how these realities play out there?
Yeah, totally. I guess like some facts about NDG is one, it's like one of the highest population densities in the city, and it's made up of almost half immigrants, like the second highest amount in the city. It's 45% immigrants in NDG, and 35% of those are visible minorities. And almost like 40% of people live below the low income cutoff. So I guess I want to talk about like how racial profiling then plays out in terms of like what we see as like quote unquote marginalized youth. Because I think that if you're giving youth tickets all the time for things like jaywalking, et cetera, for hundreds and hundreds of dollars, if you're looking at almost half the population below the poverty line, like how are you actually criminalizing people? And like if you don't pay for your ticket, then there's a warrant issued for your arrest eventually. So I guess like when you look at it this way, in terms of like who's marginalizing the youth, like there were $17.5 million put into gang prevention or anti-gang prevention in 2007, and then like there isn't really social housing or like any recourse. So is they're putting all the money into preventing gangs, but at the same time like making it so that people are already seen as criminals and already treating kids as criminals. So it's just kind of like this never-ending feedback loop that we're seeing play out.
Yeah, and they never really talk about the biggest gang out there, which is the gang in blue.
Yeah, no one's policing the police, right?
Like, yeah,
with you can guns.
You can talk about, like, not all cops are bad cops, and there's good cops, too, but there's no one calling out the police who are doing this to other youth, so therefore it's just, like, an institutional problem,
systemic.
Right? So
yeah, well, that term, institutional, systemic, because, you know, we often, as I brought up before, we talk about these issues in relation to incidents that happen. And recently been talking about racial profiling in terms of the police or the state. But there's institutional and systemic ways in which this plays out. And people just don't experience this as a 15 or 16-year-old or 17-year-old or a young adult. It plays out when you're 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 in school. One of the other ways the state asserts control. I know, Neil, you've sort of broken that down and analyzed that, and that's a big focus of what you're trying to get out of the youth in NDG. So talk more about schools as a form of racial profiling.
Yeah, but before even getting into the schools, it's just the way that you see yourself. Even the images that they show you as a child as what is beautiful, what you would like to attain to. You know, you cannot attain to Cinderella if you're a black girl, black child. You know, you can't attain to Barbie. You know what I mean? And, you know, the whole straightening of the hair and all this stuff. This stuff was put in, you know, because there was a time where black women couldn't get jobs unless they straightened their hair. And that's a fact. I mean, what we've seen in the schools, I mean, from the youth that we work with on a daily basis, is that their issue is that they're bored, first of all. So if they're bored, therefore, they're not being stimulated, right? Therefore, they're being dumbed down, you know. And I'm talking about all youths now. But obviously, because you're living in a racist society where, you know, for so long that it's okay to pick on black people because they don't have Uncle Lou and Uncle Joe, who's a lawyer in the family, and we don't own half the block, you don't have any recourse as far as judicial or justice system, however you say that. So what I see is happening to these youths now, they're being pegged first for behavioral and for academic. So they have these special class or now even special schools where these youths are in these classes. And now with the Quebec New Reform, when you turn 15 and you're not a certain level in schools, you're asked to go to an adult ed, you know. So you have in these young children who are not obviously groomed for like the university status, because in adult ed, you're pretty much on your own. You have to make sure that you finish your book and so on and so forth. So therefore, they're being disenfranchised. I mean, some youths make it through because of all the BS in schools. Some youths are more focused, and when they go to these adult eds, they're actually completing their studies even faster. But I don't know what percentage. I think it's a minority anyway. So these youths being forced into these adult eds are being disenfranchised, like I said. And what we've seen it is at an alarming rate, because we know that the dropout rate in school is going through the roof. And now I'm hearing that even a lot of girls are doing that now. So it's not only boys. I mean, I'm talking about black youths now, but it's not only black youths that are being affected by this high dropout rate in Quebec. And I feel really, first of all, it's the curriculum to be blamed. First of all, the curriculum does not reflect. And like Robin was saying about NDG being 45% immigrant, all I see is immigrant. When I look in Canada, white people, I see them all immigrant. When they ask me, where you come from? I say, well, where you come from? Oh, I'm first Canadian. Yeah, but where did you come from? Because it's the same thing they do to black people. Even if you've been here as long as Violet States since the 30s, you know, they're still asking you, but really and truly, where did your family come from? So my point is about this whole social destruction is really the way that you see yourself and what is legitimately yours. You know, you're a citizen just like everyone else, apart from the assumption whether, you know, you're here legally or illegally, according to the, so in schools, I think that's the new move. They're actually pegging these youths to be either criminalized or to be factory workers. Because if you disenfranchise a youth at 15, 16 years old, and they're not even thinking about going on to CEGEP, you know, like even if you have questions about the schooling or going on to university, you know, at least somewhere this gives them a glimpse that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. But if you're 16 and you feel like, ah, this sucks, you know, like there's nothing for me to do, and I might as well just sling something on the corner, you know, where you're making yourself even more of a profile because they've seen you from miles away. Just like we see them coming, they see us standing there. And it's not only the clothes, there, like the youth in the video, there's a vibe. There's an energy, you know, and they don't want you to be the way you are. We are different. There is nothing wrong with differences. And this is what I try to push more than anything else, that you can't expect me to be like you. I'm different from my brother, and we have the same parents. So much less somebody who, you know, is like removed, how, you know, like how you expect me to speak like you and behave like you, or much less dance like you. I don't dance like you. So how am I going to make love like you?
Well, let's hear more from these firsthand testimonies that you guys have taken. And there's one person I forgot to mention, actually, a member of Project X who's not in studio, but who helped put these audio clips together, Charlie O'Connor, who's a programmer here at CKUT, and also helping out with Project X, and he helped put these clips together. So we'll go to another clip of a youth sharing their experiences of racial profiling, and these were clips taken back in October at the Walkley Center in NDG.